This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Mike's 30 million people voting early, and then this. The Supreme Court rules and denies the GOP request to stop the extended deadline for mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, which, of course, is a key swing state. It was a big state for the president last time around. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. It is all about politics. You know, we are so close to the next election, but not close enough for many because the voting has been insane in Florida, in Texas, and around the country, in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, and many other of those Florida communities. Voters are lining up with their coffee and staying for hours if they have to. And we're seeing this in every nook and cranny that one can imagine. So I'm proud of you, America. That's what I got to say. You know, I started this show saying voting matters. Why don't people vote? How humiliating to me to be a very proud American and to realize, as I have seen some things, my friends, in other countries where they stuff the ballot boxes and there's guns and there's threats, and how awful to me that only 30 to 40% of Americans exercise their right to vote. So we can draw all kinds of conclusions about what does it mean with the early voting. But the bottom line, no matter what, to me, undeniably, people are exercising that right to vote like I have never seen in my lifetime. Fired up, wearing shirts that just say vote. Don't have any political theme to them necessarily. So let's start with the Supreme Court and flush that out a little bit more for you. This was a big story because we know that we're watching what's happening with Amy Coney Barrett and all of the hubbub with the Democrats are furious about the president and his nominee and how this sailed through the Judiciary Committee and this final approval, this final vote to confirm her is a certainty. And we'll see what happens on the 22nd, but I can't imagine anything but that. So in the meantime, the Supreme Court takes center stage on a different matter. On Monday night, allowing Pennsylvania election officials to count mail-in ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day, refusing the Republican request to stop a pandemic-related procedure approved by the state's highest court. This was a little bit of a surprise. Because remember, there's eight members after the death last month of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And still not happening yet is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. It will, but it's not happened yet. So the court was tied on the Republican request, which meant it fails. The four most conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, said they would have granted the stay. But that takes five votes. So that means Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberal justices, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. Of course, there was not big explanations, reasoning, that kind of thing, which is what you see in the case of emergency requests, by the way. But the outcome definitely tells us two things. One, that's very, very big for Democrats in Pennsylvania. And it also shows the role Barrett could play if, I say when, she's confirmed by the Senate with a vote that's expected as soon as next week. So in this case, you wouldn't have this scenario the way the vote went down with the 8. So the Supreme Court had considered this request for about 2 weeks and indicating that an attempt at compromise might have failed. This is big. And this was the latest in a string of election procedure battles waged in the states between Democrats and Republicans. We know how divisive the issue of mail-in ballots has become. And Pennsylvania, my friends, is significant. It's crucial, I think, to the re-election efforts of the president. He defeated Hillary Clinton there by 44,000 votes, which was, give or take, I think it was less than one percentage point. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled in the Dems' favor last month on a number of mail-in voting rules, permitting voters to turn in ballots through a drop box in addition to using the postal service, allowing ballots to be returned up to 3 days after Election Day, and blocking a Republican effort to allow partisan poll watchers, because that was one of the things that was that they wanted, to be stationed in counties where they don't live. So this is a very strange year. There's a real possibility that the final presidential election result hinges on the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. Now, these new rules imposed by the decision of the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, wow, what does that say? Republican leaders say it could destroy the American public's confidence in the electoral system as a whole. The state Supreme Court's decision, let me dive deeper, if you will, was based on a clause in the Commonwealth Constitution mandating that, as it read, all aspects of the electoral process in Pennsylvania be open and unrestricted so as to not disenfranchise Pennsylvania voters. And that's what the Democrats would point to as, oh yeah, this is why we're, this is what we're standing on, and this is why we're not allowing that to happen. So Pennsylvania still is key, and which way will it go? There are plenty of Pennsylvania voters who want to vote for the president again, but there are also Pennsylvania voters in places like Philadelphia, heavily Democratic, who say no and are lining up to vote. So imagine, big. And that comes on the heels of what I said at the top of this, that we're seeing astronomical numbers, because to me it's astronomical. When you think of the last election, less than a million people voted early. Now we're talking about 30 million already, and I think that number climbs even higher. And shocking that Texas and Florida have such big, big numbers. So what does it mean? Another thing that happened that couldn't be more interesting, and I briefly teased you with it, mute mics. We're talking about that next. Yes, there will be another debate, but there is a way to cut off the president and, I guess, Joe Biden if he wants to play the interrupter. We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Muted mics. Can you imagine? Remember, after the first debate, there were people that were tweeting about cutting off the mics and what was Chris Wallace doing, and couldn't he have controlled the situation better? So now there wasn't the second debate. There were the dueling town halls, which was crazy in a sense, but interesting nonetheless. I have my town hall, and you have yours. I'm getting grilled, and you're getting softballs. Guess who got the softballs? Joe Biden. Guess who got grilled? The president on NBC. And I think part of that was because NBC was being slammed to the ground for taking up the president on the network, while ABC had the challenger, the former vice president, Joe Biden. So anyway, we didn't see the 15th face-off between the two. Instead, it happens on the 22nd, and there will be muted mics, or there can be muted mics anyway, because they have, the debate commission, adopted new rules to be able to do that, which may help the moderator, because the moderator is the sacrificial lamb, I guess, in all of this, although moderating a presidential debate is a high honor, at least it used to be. And so to be the person that can be sitting there on that stage and be in the middle of that, that is quite something. So the president and Joe Biden will have their microphones cut off in Thursday's debate while their rival delivers their opening 2-minute answer to each of the debate topics. So this is a 90-minute debate. It's divided into 6 15-minute segments with each candidate granted 2 minutes to deliver uninterrupted remarks before proceeding to an open debate. And the open discussion portion of the debate won't feature a mute button. Ah, you knew there was a catch, right? So it's just for the couple minutes. Because if you think of 90 minutes, you think there's not going to be any interruptions. But interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time in this last debate. So you better have a good timekeeper. Because, you know, I was thinking you need one of those sands of time things, the hourglass, flip it over. Wait a second, that's an error. You have to be pretty good on your feet or have people in the control room feeding into your ears how many seconds have been ticked away. So the Commission on Presidential Debates, denounced by the president as exclusively Never Trump, announced the rule. He said that. They announced the rule changes on Monday. This was, what, 3 weeks after that chaotic opening square off between the two of them that featured a lot of interruptions. So there has been pressure to avoid changing the rules and pressure to change the rules. And so they determined to have this new measure and promote these, you know, that the rules would be agreed upon and blah, blah, blah. So the bottom line is this. If there's interruptions and there's seconds taken away, well, that's what's going to happen. What I foresee happening is, okay, so the 2 minutes, poof, here's my introduction, here's the 2 minutes, and here's what I'm setting up as my opening remarks. Then you go into the freewheeling time, and there's going to be plenty of interruptions, and that'll just be taken off the clock. It's how smooth will that go, and I think it might not be as chaotic as the first one, but it's certainly not going to be smooth sailing, right? And speaking of not having smooth water, how about the White House and Nancy Pelosi? I think of the White House like it's like the haunted house when she walks close to it. Because, you know, when she's walking, there's like that walk from Congress to the White House, and maybe she's not doing the walk. They're taking her through the gate, and she exits the limousine up through the portal of the White House to her meeting with Steve Mnuchin. But the White House says they are cautiously optimistic that Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, might be inching toward making a deal on a new coronavirus stimulus bill. Yep, that's what they're saying. Fingers crossed that the understanding is that Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who's traveling in the Middle East, are discussing the matter, and they feel optimistic that they're getting closer to a place that they can call sort of compromise, and it goes through, which the timing is so interesting on that. I mean, more people than you know are struggling, and maybe you know people struggling. Maybe you're struggling. I can't imagine, and I've said this many, many times on the show, that the virus hasn't, somebody can raise their hand and say, well, it hasn't affected me one bit. And I know there are people that are flourishing, but I'm saying it hasn't affected you in some way. Because it has. It's touched every single one of us. So the stimulus, for some people, is a lifeline. For others, it is a needed jolt of cash. Not quite as desperate as some, but still needed. And if I'm the president, and if I'm the one running the campaign, you bet I want that to happen. Because, listen, it's about the economy always. It's what's in your wallet and what's happening with COVID-19. If you're not winning on one front and you're losing on both, it doesn't look good. And when we look at the COVID death numbers, you know, we're over 220,000 deaths in the U.S. That's out of 8.19 million cases worldwide. A big shout out to our brothers and sisters in other lands who I know are listening to the show. There's been 1.12 million deaths. That's out of 40.3 million cases. The number that I like, and I always want to see this shoot up, is the recovery number. And everybody's recovering different, by the way, from this, but 27.6 million at this point. And we, of course, we know, and we've talked to people, we've had doctors on the show talking about what happens when you have the merging of flu season and COVID-19. When you look at some of the symptoms, and some of them are so similar, and what does that mean? And can somebody have both of them? Oh, would that not be the worst double dip ever? And this is worse. This is supposed to be worse, but we haven't really gone through this because in the United States anyway, March was when our worlds were turned upside down. So we were kind of coming, in some states, you're coming out of really winter and you're into the beginnings of spring. I mean, now we are full-fledged into fall, heading into all the colder temperatures and flu season. So how much higher do those numbers climb? What happens while we sit and wait to see with the no cure what can ultimately happen and hopefully help really turn things around? I don't know about your crew, but I could say the people in my life, some Republicans, some Democrats, some independents, some no-label-y kind of people who were something and then they went to something else and then they vote for the person, whatever it is. But needless to say, politics is discussed. I know their politics. And all of the people that I've known for a long time in my life feel as though they're just resigned to the fact that nothing is going to really, really, really change until a year from now. And I just had this discussion with two really good friends who were in my orbit from South Carolina and talked about what South Carolina was like and how people were social distancing and people masking when they were in stores, but just that pretty much they're resigned to the fact that why do we constantly debate the whole vaccine thing until we know that it's one, safe, it's out there and the frontline workers get it, and then you think by the time it trickles down to others and those who won't take it, it's going to be November of next year. Do you think that's accurate? What do your people say? Email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're hitting the mailroom next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to rally across America. Monday, his campaign stop was Prescott, Arizona.
We are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week, reportedly preparing for Thursday's debate in Nashville, Tennessee. The 90-minute debate is divided into six 15-minute segments, with each candidate granted 2 minutes to deliver uninterrupted remarks. The open mic portion of the debate will not feature a mute button, but interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time. USA Radio News. Putting to rest the ownership of a laptop computer forfeited from a Delaware computer store after being abandoned, Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News the personal information on the hard drive is 100% Hunter Biden's.
There's 5 pieces of information on it that only Hunter Biden would have. So it is definitely his hard drive. Plus, the pictures, which I hope nobody has to look at, the pictures make it clear this is Hunter Biden.
As investigators continue to scour through the 40,000 emails, early releases of emails implicate Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden with wrongdoing. The Biden campaign calls the accusations a smear job. Joe Biden has been staying at home and hasn't taken any more questions on the matter. The best meteor shower of the fall is happening late Tuesday night through early Wednesday morning. The annual Orionid meteor shower from Halley's Comet debris will drop around 20 meteors per hour across the globe. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I bring you to burn. Fire. I bring you to learn.
Now let's talk about the milk. When we talk about the milk, please, Malcolm, I'm dying to talk about the milk with you all day, okay?
Let's look at the milk, baby.
I feel like a passenger on a drone that's just been dropped into the mailroom. So, yes, here we are in the mailroom. You, too, can be a part of this 24-7. Just shoot me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, just like Alan did. Alan says, Kate, the president still is drawing large crowds. What's your take on some of these polls? I think he's out really burning up the shoe leather, or at least the fossil fuel, getting from place to place. Yeah, of course. I mean, this is it. You're in the final two weeks, and the crowds are chanting, USA, USA, make America great again. And, you know, he was in Tucson, and American flags filled up the Tucson Jet Center. And Trump visited Arizona. He was everywhere. And this is a crucial place for him. You know, the state has that history of voting Republican in presidential elections. And it allowed him to win Arizona by 3.5 percentage points in 2016. Now, give or take some switching of the guard, changing of the guard and the attitude. So if you're at that number, he could afford to lose a little bit of that vote. But I'll tell you, in Tucson, it looked like a pretty decent size. And I know that we have people listening to us on KVOI. And I was talking to somebody earlier in the day, and they said, yeah, what I saw in video and conversations was absolutely right. He he arrives and the crowds were crazy. And one of the things that he said is, don't listen to the media. Do your research. Find the facts. Verify your information. Well, I agree with that. I mean, I agree with finding your own information. You can listen to anyone, any talking head, anything that's going on anywhere, but it's up to you to make up your mind. So there were people there of you know, all sorts and all over Arizona. Any place he stopped, anyway, it was like that. So Arizona is likely to go to the president like it did the first time around. By the way, one of the things that is worth putting in here is the people that were at the Jet Center, they did have a temperature check. They had masks, or not all of them, but they had masks and access to hand sanitizer if they wanted it. So that was kind of the, do you want it or not? And they talked about, because of some of the struggles that Arizona has had, just like others with bubbling up of cases, like others, some other states, that, you know, you want to practice physical distancing, wear the mask, all that kind of stuff. Now, at this rally, it looked like some had masks and plenty of the people did not have masks. So it was some with, some without. I mean, here we go, you know, a couple of weeks. And this is, by the way, 2 weeks after a scheduled campaign stop to Tucson was canceled because he was diagnosed with the coronavirus. So cheering crowds in Arizona. Then I got this completely opposite from Max, who says, are people crazy, Kate Delaney? I don't understand why anybody would risk having a big gathering, especially exposing their own children to the possibilities of coming down with COVID-19. I was made aware of a story about a Sweet 16 birthday party in New York where people were infected, and now lots of people have to be quarantined because you multiply the numbers of people that were there, which was too many, by the people that they come in contact with. Oh, yeah, this was a huge story. You're talking about, I'm sure you're talking about the same party. I mean, how many Sweet 16s on Long Island were there? There was one that made news. 37 people so far infected with COVID-19. Hundreds of people, of course, have to quarantine, multiply the number, and that's according to a news release from health officials there. And the place where they have the Sweet 16, Miller Place Inn, fine $12,000 because you're only supposed to have 50 people. That was the limit in New York State, 50 people or under. And they had way more than that, closer to 100. They were kind of tipping at 100. So they got their guest list, went through the guest list, and the entire guest list was quarantined. And they're all part of now the tracing system, the contact tracing system. Wow. And they're looking at all those people and then multiplying all that. And what's really interesting, the Sweet 16 package still being advertised on the website. Oh, $12,000. We can eat that. No problem. So the quinceañera, or the Sweet 16, that, you know, they're being advertised. I think, you know, this is one of those times where you just have to say, come on, people. Really? A Sweet 16 party? And if you were going to do it, you have to limit the guest list. Why? Why chance it? And naturally, they get burned by it. So you've got hospitalizations that are growing in 37 states, concerns in New York, by the way. And then you have that. There's just another story that I was reading. I'll throw this in for good measure, about a famous rabbi who is getting married in New York. And they're already getting ahead of this story, knowing there's so many people that have to come to this wedding. So we're going to have this wedding. You know, you can have the wedding, and we're going to break the wedding up. I mean, that's what it's come down to. Especially, it's like party alert. So we know, we got you. We know you're going to have a party, and we're going to shut it down before it even starts. So if you want to get married, you better keep the number low. And this is it's actually the wedding of a Brooklyn rabbi's grandson that is expected, and he's supposedly following in his footsteps, but he's not a rabbi, so he's the grandson. It's expected to draw like 10,000 people. I mean, no joke. We're going to have it anyway. It's okay. But the investigation happened. So the New York State Health Commission is all over it, and they're saying, yeah, we're barring this event. You can't do it. It's outside. They're saying, well, wait a second, though. It's outside of those zones because they have these zones, red, orange, yellow. But 10,000? No. That's why they are limiting the gatherings. And see, this is part of the concern. Part of the concern is religious celebrations, church gatherings, any kind of religion with a big gathering, a wedding, or whatever, an event, and banging out the numbers that you're not supposed to go beyond, and for good reason, because every single time someone does it, you hardly ever hear. In fact, I can't think of an example since we've been in COVID warnings or novel coronavirus territory that somebody hasn't been infected, and there hasn't been more than a few somebodies, that some of them have become big super spreader events. All right, I want to be able to squeeze in another one. This one is from Bruce. And Bruce says, hey, Kate, I was wondering, when you look around and you see what's happening and you see the behavior of people, I'm starting to hear more conversations of concerns about civil war, that we're going to have another civil war and it's for real, and that people are losing their minds, their tempers, and have swung in such wild directions that even the calmest, coolest, and normally rational of us has become irrational. Do you think there is a danger, seriously, of any kind of a civil war-type outbreak? Let me look into my crystal ball and shake it. Oh, ask again later. I think the feel that we have is very different than I've felt before. Meaning, I'm not dodging this question, but yes, election results, either way, by the way, right? So Republican, Democrat, whatever. The things that we have seen the last, really, 6 months and since Floyd's death, since George Floyd's outrageous death and what followed after that, people are COVID weary and they're tired of what's happening with politics. And that includes local politics, because you really start at the local level. And yeah, it feels kind of shaky sometimes. Places that you normally kind of are around that seem, I don't know what the word is, kind of shady, kind of shaky. It does feel like that. Yeah. So hang on, everybody. Come on. Remember, we're all in this together. I know it's a trite saying, but come on. Flip me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Meet you in a few. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
All right, welcome to the Ro-Man Cave. I know, it's all in your mind. You just have to visualize it, people. You use the sanitizer. We took your temperature. And you're allowed in, and we're doing proper social distancing, of course. So get your hands out of the peanut bowls that we thought we removed. And we would be talking about a lot of different things in the Man Cave. One, reminding you, because so many of you still have not found it, then you ask me after the fact, and I'll tell you again. Wednesday into Thursday, the first hour of the show, last segment is Nailed the Score. So easy. You can win some cool prizes. I mean, it's not like HGTV where they just constantly tell you they're going to give you a brand new incredible house and then give you the virtual tour of it and it's going to be worth $500,000 and then, oh yeah, you're going to get a Range Rover with it. Oh, no, no, no. You're not getting those kind of prizes here. But all you have to do is take a guess. I picked the game of the week, or what I think is going to be the game of the week, and if your guess is correct, ding, 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 you're a winner, and you win some fabulous prizes, all for picking a side and telling, which we do nowadays in America all the time, picking a side and telling us what you think the final score is going to be. So don't forget, because so many of you have asked me about it, so many, always after the fact, and plus you can send an email. I know some people need to send emails because you can't dive onto the phone lines. That's fine, but you just have to do it during that segment. So I'm going to be good at reminding people a little bit more. All right. Interesting. The Green Bay game, the Green Bay-Tampa game, was a game that I thought was going to be really good because you've got arguably two of the best quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady for the Bucs this year, who were squaring up with their teams in Tampa. I picked Tampa to win it, and they did, by the way, because that was our game of the week, but I was way off, 27-23. The Buccaneers beat the Packers 38-10. 38-10. So, some people were a little bit better. Like, Nathan had 35-31. So he almost nailed the Bucs score, but he was way off on the Pack score. And I think we were all way off on the Pack score. Even some of the people that emailed me, like May and Jake and John. So I had three emails on that one, and all of them were way off. A lot of people picking the Buccaneers. Now, during that game, there was a moment on Fox, because it was a Fox game, where Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, who are really the number one broadcast team for Fox, had hot mics. They didn't know their mics were left open. And there was a flyover. So there was a military flyover. And, of course, you know, there's not lots of people at the game, like in the days before COVID that we used to have. And here's what was caught on those hot mics.
Welcome to Big Noon Saturday. A lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
Oh, and that, of course, was Aikman at the tail end of that. Fun fact, I used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys at the tail end of the Aikman years. Really super nice guy. But they didn't realize their mics were on, and they were making snarky comments about the amount of money that it takes for these flyovers and, you know, who's there and that kind of thing. They didn't say who's there, but that was kind of what they're alluding to, like, here we go, boom. So that circulated all over the place, all over Twitter and all over Instagram, and lots of people were talking about Aikman and Buck. And it just brings up something in the broadcast world that I think is interesting, kind of behind the mic also, is the fact that you never know when the mics are going to be hot, when something happens and it just, you know, gets left open. So they were caught in the moment talking about, you know, ridiculing the military flyover before the NFL game. And especially what was caught there was Aikman saying it wouldn't happen under the Biden Harris administration. And, you know, and Buck saying that's your hard earned money and tax dollars at work. So there you go. I would have liked to know what the conversation, fly on the wall, sports moment. I would have liked to have known the conversation afterwards about the hot mic. Who left the mic on? What happened? How did that happen? Because really, especially, you know, this isn't, that's, they, I think Aikman is a good analyst, but typically this isn't what they're talking about. They're really kind of very focused on what's happening in the game and maybe a little around the game, but not as much. And here's the thing, this counts toward, and I didn't realize this, but this counts toward mandatory training that pilots have to undergo on a regular basis. So this is also, this is what the military will say and now are defending it. This is their major recruiting advertisement for the U.S. Air Force. There probably was not great widespread support for that hot take, by the way, because there was, like I said, retweets and comments, and both of them got just trashed all over the place for seemingly, because we're interpreting what was said, disrespecting to many people the troops, and they didn't like it. They didn't like what was being said, because it just went viral is what it did. hot mics. It's a danger in the business. It happens, folks. All right, so sports-wise, though, besides that moment, and, of course, the game of the week, which nobody nailed, which was that game, a few other thoughts about the NFL. I never thought we would be here in week six. I didn't. I thought COVID was going to end up getting the best of the NFL, and there would just be too many positive tests and trying to get people back in and out, and how would they do that? And, of course, there have been. But how about this? I mean, they learned a lesson from what the NBA did, what the NHL did, although they were in bubbles, but somehow they took some of that. And even though there have been tests and whatnot, it has so far worked. I mean, to get this far, it's worked, absolutely. So this is a couple of things, a couple of scores anyway, that I thought were worth mentioning. See, and scores are all over the map. They can be so low. Like, the Broncos beat the Patriots 18-12. Are you kidding me? You know what the line was on the Broncos? 6-6-6. First quarter. Second. Third. Patriots, where were you? Second quarter, 3 points. Final quarter, 9 points. The Patriots are 2-3. How about the Titans? The Titans are such a good team, and they don't get enough conversation. There's not enough conversation about them. 42-36, they beat the Texans. The Texans are 1-5. The Titans are 5-0. Yeah, 5-0, as are the Steelers. They haven't lost a game. 5 wins. 38-7, they beat the Browns. It was like no contest. They put up big points early in the game, and the Browns were never, never, ever, ever in that game. The Dolphins evened up their record. They're 3-3. They blanked the Jets 24-0. 24-0. The Cardinals decimated the Cowboys, mocking them at times in the end zone. 38-10. Oh, it was so sloppy. Interceptions, fumbles, problems. Andy Dalton, he's the quarterback for the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 2-4. Oh, Cowboy fans, it's going to be a very, very long season. That's it. We're closing the door to the man cave and this hour of the show. Thanks to all of you for listening. Remember, you can always shoot me your thoughts. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.